In the name of Jesus, amen. Today isn't just Confirmation Day. It's the Holy Spirit's day, Pentecost. It's the day the crucified, risen, and reigning Christ breathed out on his church. The 130 or so gathered together in one place. Pentecost means 50 in Greek. It was 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus from the grave, and the first fruits of the resurrection were gathered. 3,000 people heard the proclamation of salvation in the name of Jesus. They believed and were baptized. Pentecost also marks the beginning of the last days, the days leading up to the last day, the day of visions and dreams, the day of blood and fire and smoke, the day of the Lord, the day that he returns. Still, everything has already been done for your salvation. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ has ascended to the throne of glory at the Father's right hand. All for you. It is finished. Nothing more need be done. We simply broadcast the victory. Proclaim it. Preach it. Make it known far and wide. But that takes breath. The church must have breath if she is to proclaim the victory of Christ. Before you can shout, before you can sing, you need to take in a good, deep breath. And that's Pentecost. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is the church's breath. The rushing wind and the tongues of fire, that's Jesus breathing the living breath of God into his church, giving it life and vitality and breath to speak. The breath of God blew through the streets of Jerusalem like a mighty wind, and it all funneled toward the place where the disciples were gathered. And so people followed the rushing winds to come and see. And there were tongues of fire resting on each of those called by Jesus. Now remember, Jesus had promised that he would baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. They were all filled with the Spirit, and they began to speak in various languages and dialects. And the people who were gathered in Jerusalem from all over the known world heard the good news of Jesus for you in their own languages. Pentecost is a miracle of both speaking and hearing. The Holy Spirit works both at the mouth and at the ear to preach the Word of God. That's how the Holy Spirit works. He always works through means, through things. And in this case, it is words, nouns and verbs and adjectives, human language. It's one of the most amazing gifts of the Spirit that the Word of God that kills and makes alive, that tears down and builds up, that is sharper than any two-edged sword, can be carried in ordinary human language. It's no different than holy baptism using ordinary water or ordinary bread and wine being the body and the blood of the crucified and risen Christ. God our Father works through these things, ordinary, creaturely, earthly things. And the languages spoken on Pentecost were real human languages. People heard the gospel in their own native tongues. It was God the Father's way of saying, this Jesus is for you. This death and life of Jesus, this baptism, this forgiveness is for you. And as the small catechism says, the words for you require all hearts to believe. To believe what? That Almighty God comes down to you. That the eternal God and Lord becomes one of you, one with you. As St. John says, the Word became flesh and tabernacled, dwelt among us. And as St. Paul said, there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. There is one Spirit, one bread, one cup. Our union in Christ is the true unity of the one church. And so the way of Pentecost is the preaching of the crucified Christ, baptism, body, blood. Immediately after the Holy Spirit comes upon them, St. Luke says in the book of Acts that of those who were gathered, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. In other words, they gathered together for the divine service, much like we do here, preaching, teaching, fellowship. Fellowship in the bread, which is the body of Christ, and the cup that is his blood, and in prayer. Now sure, there's a little extra excitement today, as Aurora will stand before God and before his church and confess her faith publicly, a faith given to her through the working of that same Holy Spirit who works on Pentecost. Because we cannot, by our own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called us by the gospel. But even this rite of confirmation isn't flash. There's no glitz. In and of itself, it's nothing special. It's just a confession of faith. So can you imagine what would happen if there was wind and there was fire and there were tongues every single Sunday? You get bored in a month or so. You complain about the wind messing with your hair. You'd worry that the tongues of fire were going to burn holes in the carpet. And the chatter of all those languages, it's worse than a bunch of kids in here. Can't we just settle on one? Christ Jesus knows this. He knows what's best for his church. And he's promised to always be with you. You can't see him as his apostles did, nor as his disciples, and nor would you want to, not in his glory. But in an even greater sense, he comes to you. He comes to you by the Spirit that he sends in the Word that has Jesus' own words, that the apostles who wrote it did so as they were guided by the Spirit who brought everything to their remembrance. And that same Holy Spirit is at work here among you. Subtly, humbly, and hidden. That same Holy Spirit that came on Pentecost is at work in the preached and read Word of God. It's at work in the confession of sins. He's at work in the washing of holy baptism. He's at work in the body and blood, the bread and wine of the supper. At work in the confessed faith of young and old. The Holy Spirit is at work delivering the peace of Jesus. As Christ Jesus himself said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." That's the peace of sins forgiven. That's the peace of standing before God, made right in the blood of the Lamb. That's the peace of having death conquered for you. The peace of eternal life and the promise of bodily resurrection to life everlasting. Dry bones made alive forever in God's Holy Spirit. His breath of life upon you. Amen.